The sidewalks were filled with protesters, chanting and marching around the edifice of the corporation's newest retail store. Geraldo Reyes Chavez, a farm worker with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, says they are asking the supermarket giant to help with fair wages and improved working conditions by agreeing to support demands for what most would consider humane treatment.
We're here to protest Publix, to ask them to sign the fair food agreements that we have signed with other corporations in order to improve the wages with the penny per pound premium payment. And we're asking them to also work with us in enforcing the code of conduct that the tomato industry has already embraced.
The workers have wide support across the community, including interfaith religious organizations. Pastor Steve Weinmiller of Faith Lutheran Church, along with some of his congregation, were there to be a voice for those with none. He called on Publix, one of the community's favorite stores, to negotiate with workers for what he considers basic humanitarian reasons.
We love Publix, and they're a great organization. Really the biggest supermarket in Florida. And so if they would be willing to do this, it could make a huge difference in the life of farm workers who lead a lives of near slavery and poverty. And so it's important for us to speak out on their behalf and encourage Publix to negotiate with the farm workers for the fair rights that they deserve.
Workers say they are paid 50 cents per 32-pound basket of tomatoes. One penny more per pound means harvesters would receive 82 cents. The store's retail price today for the same amount of tomatoes is more than $73. Christine O'Hearn, a volunteer working with migrant women in Apopka, says what they are asking for amounts to little more than pocket change.
We're calling upon Publix because it's the largest supermarket here in Florida, in this state, and they can do so much in, you know, for these families by doing so little. One penny more per pound.
Chavez says that by refusing to negotiate with produce pickers, the store's corporate leaders are consciously choosing to ignore the anguish of families working at one of the lowest paid jobs in America.
Their buying power is basically shaping the way the industry functions in the same way that other corporations have done it for so long. And they get the profit out of the lower, artificially low price that they have created. It is time for them to pay back a little bit of what they have taken out of our community, creating the misery and creating conditions of desperation for people that are working one of the hardest jobs in this nation.
In a personal appeal, Chavez says he would ask them to consider that their goals in life are not so different.
At the end of the day, we want to come back to our families and be able to provide in a decent way a dignified life. And I guess all of them have families. All of them also work every day. And all of them are probably happy to have that. But it is time to do it also for the workers, because it's thanks to us that they have a nice life.
Nine other corporations have signed the agreement, including McDonald's, Taco Bell, and Whole Foods. Publix did not return numerous calls for comment by deadline. You can learn more about the organizations supporting the Fair Food Agreement by visiting our website at wmnf.org/news. Reporting from Sarasota for WMNF News, I'm Doug Driscoll.